April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and Becca Fisher from SAFE Project, a group that provides services to victims, joins us to talk about the problem. She says nearly half of Wyoming women are sexually assaulted at some point in their lives. The incidents can range from unwanted touching to all-out rape, and Fisher says common scenarios are a little different than you might expect.
A lot of us are taught to believe that it's going to be a stranger jumping out of the bushes or someone on a dark street when we're alone walking at night. And that's not typically how it happens. In about 90% of sexual assaults, it's really someone that the victim knows and has an existing relationship with, whether it be a friend or an acquaintance or an intimate partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse.
What are some warning signs? I mean, if this is something that happens from people that you know, how can you protect yourself?
You know, that's a really difficult question to answer because I don't think that anyone who is assaulted, especially by someone that they know, expects that it's going to happen. But one thing that is really important is to know your own sexual preferences and boundaries and communicate those clearly with your partners or anyone who you might become intimate with. Keeping in mind that anyone who is sexually assaulted, it's absolutely not their fault that they're assaulted. They just had the bad luck of being in the midst of a rapist at the time. So it's really, you know, the things that we're told, like go use the buddy system, go out with friends, keep an eye on one another, intervene in situations that you think, hey, I don't think that this is leading anywhere good. Maybe I need to help out my friend here and create a distraction or take them someplace else.
How often does sexual assault happen in Wyoming? I mean, certainly the university campus police don't have that many reported instances each year. It's usually on the order of, you know, one or two instances each year. But sort of statewide, how does that stack up?
Sure. There is a recent study that was published by the Centers for Disease Control, and the statistics that were published for Wyoming said that 22% of Wyoming women will be raped in her lifetime, and 43.8% of Wyoming women will experience sexual violence other than how they defined rape, being forced oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse. So that's a pretty staggering number as far as Wyoming goes. But we also know that it's the most underreported crime that happens. So it's not surprising that the University of Wyoming police don't have a lot of victims coming forward.
Why is it the most underreported crime? I mean, I'm assuming that has something to do with the fact of what we were talking about earlier, that this is that it usually happens with people you know.
Yeah, definitely a factor. I think that a fear of retaliation from the perpetrator, also just not wanting someone that you know or love to be prosecuted and put in jail, especially if there's some confusion because we send so many messages to victims that it's their responsibility to keep themselves safe from an assault. And so if they feel partially to blame for the assault, there could be some confusion about, you know, well, what's my part in this? And am I doing the right thing by reporting? It can also just be a matter of not thinking that they're going to be believed because it is someone that they know and they may have had consensual sex with that person before. And so how could they have possibly been assaulted?
So if you're a victim, what should you do? What resources are available in most communities in Wyoming?
Well, so the SAFE Project is obviously here in Albany County, but we're one of 24 programs statewide, and each county has a victim program that serves sexual assault victims, domestic violence victims. And also the state has been doing some really good work around getting what are called sexual assault nurse examiners trained in hospitals and medical facilities throughout the state. And so that's one option that a victim would have would be to go to a local hospital or clinic and have evidence collected by a trained, sane sexual assault nurse examiner. And that is going to help with the investigation process if they decided that they wanted to go through with prosecution and reporting to law enforcement. Also, like I said, those victim services programs that are located in each county are going to be able to give information about reporting options and just support services, just helping them understand that they're not alone and that there are resources available.
How often of the victims who do come forward at least to an organization like SAFE. How many of them end up then pressing charges? And then what typically happens to the perpetrators?
Mm-hmm. In our community, I would say roughly 30% of the victims that we see end up going ahead and making a report to law enforcement. Now, it gets complicated to prosecute these cases because oftentimes what will happen is the perpetrator will say, well, yeah, we had sex, but it was consensual sex. And so then it becomes a he said, she said type of investigation. And it can be tricky. The police and the prosecuting attorneys, district attorneys throughout the state, have a difficult job ahead of them proving that crime to a jury. I think the most recent statistic that I've seen nationally says that about 95% of rapists never see a prison sentence. So unfortunately, it's not a crime that we're successfully prosecuting very often.
How often does it go the other way? I mean, every so often you hear of a case where, let's say, a woman has pressed charges, accused someone she knows, her boyfriend, her husband, of sexual assault, and there actually wasn't sexual assault there. How often does that happen?
Yeah, that's, I think, a myth that's pretty pervasive in our society, too, that she must be lying. But really, this is one of the least falsely reported crimes, too. Anywhere between 2-8% of reports that are made to law enforcement are false reports of sexual assault or rape.
All right. Well, Becca, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was Becca Fisher from SAFE Project joining us to talk about sexual assault in Wyoming.